The one and only Clifford Brown, sadly dead at 25 in 1956. That recording was from 1954. It had Zoot Sims as his featured artist there on tenor. And if you thought you'd heard the last track twice, well, you did. I included the alternate take, which is quite different and a lot shorter. So that was from Jazz Immortal featuring Zoot Sims on Pacific Jazz originally back in 1954. That's my historical segment for today, and it's brought us well into the last hour of our program. And as the system requires, I need to tell you exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. Yes, we will. Now, time to get back to all that great ERP we've been talking about, right? Yes, still some great jazz left, some very interesting stuff this morning all over the place. And from 1954, Clifford Brown, now back up to date with Mike Holober, who's a composer arranger, actually, in the in New York area, with his Gotham Jazz Orchestra. It's a large ensemble, and in this case, it's joined by Chris Potter on saxophone and John Patitucci on bass. The album's called This Rock We're On, Imaginary Letters. And it talks about, it sort of moves around through the world of jazz, classical, art song. It's a double album inspired by the country's endangered landscapes throughout. And it's I think, endangered in more ways than one. Anyhow, there's the large ensemble has names you might know, with Jason Rigby on tenor, Ben Kono on alto, Charles Pillow on alto, has done a lot of work with Maria Schneider, Marvin Stamm on trumpet, Jared Schoenig on drums, Nir Felder on guitar, Jody Ferber on cello, and James Shipp on percussion, and as I say, with Chris Potter on sax and John Patitucci on bass, and a Brazilian vocalist named Jamila Staifi Ares. I'm sure I butchered that pretty badly. Anyhow, the Mike Oliver Gotham Jazz Orchestra are going to play a couple of tracks. The first one, quite short, is called Another Summer, and yes, that's what we're in right now. And then Tides, a longer track from that same album. From This Rock We're On, here's the Mike Oliver Jazz Orchestra.
Summer is the island we've washed up. Drifting souls in no need of rescue. Offshore spirit, renewing tides, cold tones, warm breath, a thrumming pool of a gifted from this beating deep blue heart, salty memories of living stars holding equal fascination with diatoms. Thank you.
That's a neat album. It's Mike Holliber's Gotham Orchestra, a large group ensemble out of New York. And I have to say, maybe because he's a favorite of mine, anytime you add Chris Potter on saxophone to a group, you are augmenting it. And he plays a lovely part in that album for sure. That last track was called Tides. And again, one of those genre-bending albums that includes classical, folk art music, references a lot of different things. But the core of jazz is still very evident there. Good album. Mike Holliber with This Rock We're On. And let me see, it's just about 12:30, so there's still some time left for some other stuff here. So I'm going to move on to a Canadian band that I have played before here, and I really enjoy. They have only one album out that I'm aware of. This is their debut album. The group is called Bellbird, and they have Claire Devlin on tenor, Allison Burek on alto and bass clarinet, Eli Davidovici on bass, and Millie Hong on drums. This is a really good group, and I'm sorry they were in town briefly for the jazz festival, playing at one of the evening venues that I could not get to. And this was one of the things in this year's jazz festival that appealed to me, because I know their music and I would have loved to have seen them live. But this is the next best thing from their album called Root in Tandem. Going to play Bellbird here with three tracks. One of them is quite short, Maybe I Won't Go, Blurred Season, and Bluff. Here is, from Root in Tandem, the group called Bellbird. Thank you. band called Bellbird with a couple of tracks from their debut album called Root in Tandem. And this is a really neat group. I really like them a lot, and I'm looking forward to the sophomore album, if you will. Hopefully it won't be too much longer before they are able to get that going as well. Really neat. And it's dragging us very close to the end of our show now. Sorry about that. I'll take us out with some Chris Davis on piano from her album Live at the Village Vanguard. This is a very prime album. This very, very good. And Chris Davis was born and raised in Canada. And I think born in Vancouver, probably, and raised in Calgary. But she says in the notes that by the eighth grade, I knew I wanted to be a jazz person, end quote. She went to Berklee College of Music, Institute of Jazz Studies there. And she has with her a really neat group of her performance here at the Vanguard. And her band is called Diatom Ribbons. And this release has her usual suspects there. Terry Lynn Carrington on drums, Trevor Dunn on bass, and turntablist and electronic musician Val Gianti, which adds a lot because there's voiceovers and whatnot, this stuff that comes from the electronic side that are quite interesting. And added here is guitarist Julian Leige as well. Two CD set, and it's really quite fine. I'll take us out with at least almost all of a track that I can squeeze in that is part of the Bird Suite. Parasitic Hunter is the short name. And that will take us to the end of our show today. My name is Keith Black, and I need, as usual, to say that it is always a pleasure and a treat for me to be able to share my music with you every week. And I hope to be back to do it again next week, where there'll be different sounds, but the same concept in bringing you some of the best in the current world of jazz. Hope you heard something today that might encourage you to come back again. In any event, thank you for being here today, and look after yourselves for the next week. And now we're into July. I hope that your summer activities work out really well, whatever they might be. And I look forward to having your ears on the other side of this microphone sometime in the future. Thanks for tuning in today. As I say, I'm Keith Black. Bye for now. See you next time. Here's Chris Davis to take us out. Bye for now.
Rhythm of the body. Vibration. vibration and the rhythm of your heart. Play a vibration and the rhythm of your breathing. Rhythm of your breathing. Breathing. Play a vibration and the rhythm of your thinking. Rhythm of your thinking. Play a vibration, rhythm of your intuition. Play a vibration, rhythm of your enlightenment. Play a vibration.
Rhythm of the universe.